She a bad mama jumper. She a bougie chick, and she bad. She keep her hair and nails burned while you might. She a bougie chick, and she bad. She keep her hair and nails done. Why you mad?
Hey, my queen and moms, it's Chrissy, and I am back with another dose of MQ Mommy Motivation for you ladies. This podcast is all about motivating moms to be the best you that you can be. Make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Breaker, Google Play, Anchor, and all other platforms. All right, ladies, so I really hope that my secret tips have motivated and inspired you queens to keep pushing and take the next steps to overcoming your lack of motivation. Now, my tip number 4 is all about celebrating your own success. I know I always find myself wanting validation from others just so I can feel good about anything done in my life. And that, my good sis, is not the answer. Whatever you are struggling with, find ways to be encouraged in the small victories with or without the extra praise from outsiders. Some days we can perhaps find our success in getting a little shower or maybe a quick run to the store without having to have our broke best friends tagging along. Finding and celebrating small steps is good progress. No matter how small it is, it's still progress. And we can easily keep the negative undertone, or we can shift our thought process to find celebration. Sometimes just a small shift can make a big difference. By taking time to celebrate every success, no matter how big or small, it will build your confidence and make it easier to keep pushing to reach those large-scale future goals that you have for yourself. Not to mention, a celebration can give you closure on the goals that you've been working toward forever, and then you finally accomplish that. Provide encouragement to continue and make every success even more worthwhile. You jot down 2 weekly goals, and once you accomplish those goals, ask yourself, are you ready to celebrate? Your celebration does not have to be a big deal, sis. It can be something you do alone. Or if you're just feeling that good and you want to spread that energy to others, do something you share with other people. Just make sure it makes you feel good in the end and you're able to enjoy your accomplishment. And some ways that you can celebrate your success, if you don't know them, you know, you can take a deep breath. That's always good. Give yourself a pat on the back. Share your news with your friends and your families. Call your sisters. Call your brothers, auntie, uncles. Let them know what you just did. Give your goals a one-day break. Just start with 2 goals a week. Don't overwhelm yourself. Don't overwork yourself, because you know you got this, sis. Reflect on your path you took. You know what it took to get you there. You know the late nights or the early mornings or the breakdowns. You know what it took, and you know that you got there. Write down your success and put it where you can see it every day. Keep reminding yourself how dope you are. Get some rest and then thank everyone who supported you as well. You can't forget about them. You can tweet about it, Snapchat about it, do all of that good stuff. Accept and enjoy the compliments that your others are giving you. And then you can support someone else for reaching their goal. You know what I'm saying? Just keep in mind that in order to get the most out of your celebration, you should do it immediately after reaching your accomplishment and before moving on to your next goal. If you're practicing gratitude and on a daily basis and taking some time out on a Sunday to examine that past week and giving yourself a pat on the back for what went well, it's possible that you are not actually celebrating your success. And it is very possible that you're getting caught up in the hustle and not celebrating your accomplishment because you're simply too distracted to do it. It's best to recognize your efforts as soon as possible. As you rapidly move towards understanding our new norm as a nation, please take some time out to appreciate your efforts and even those people around you. Celebrating your success to date may just give you that much needed motivation to make it through these final months and aim even higher next year, and then higher even the year after that. And I'm willing to bet that when you look back on that year and you look at all you've overcome and all you have achieved, you will be more than just a little proud of what you've done. And you should be proud. You walk in a pride of lioness, and you are supported by hundreds of thousands of sisters who are all rooting for you, and we all want you to succeed. So keep pushing, sis. Don't give up and don't stop. You keep going no matter what it takes. We got this. We are here. We got this.
Alright, my queens, that is a wrap. Tune in next Monday for all the mommy motivation your heart's desire. Thank you, my queen and sisters, for tuning in to MQ Mommy Motivation Podcast. Don't forget to follow me on IG at Chrissy_Alexandra and at Mothers Queenin'. And don't forget to join us on Facebook, Mothers Queenin'. I'm outie.